is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
From Rocket Sports and Entertainment comes a sports show done right. We're all about the fans in the stands. Now, get ready for sports writer and insider Rick Sassone with a true fan perspective in what's happening. Now, Rick Sassone.
August 7th. They're August 2nd. Listen to me. I'm five
Ooh,
days ahead.
Ahead of yourself.
I'm 5 days ahead. How about that? August 2nd, 2011, and August, it's really hot in Florida. Can only mean one thing. We got National Football League football back. This is Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network, live on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Really excited to have summer intern co-host Darius Thigpen, The Ohio State University. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Great to be back for another day. Get to talk about sports, do what I love. It's awesome.
Absolutely. It's like a dream come true.
Oh, it sure is.
And it's really exciting to be here in the new launching pad here in beautiful Clearwater at the TAN Talk Studios. What a difference, Darius. You did not have the unfortunate time to be out to the old launching pad at the other organization.
Right, but I've heard some things about it out in Cowfields or something like that.
It was pretty rough, but we're here in a much needed break of change of scenery. Absolutely. And once again, you know, the mics are open. I can just so excited I get to say just about whatever I want with that little FCC regulation in there, and it can only be because of our freedom. Here in the United States, I talk about the men and women of the military, thank them for doing a great job. Haven't seen a terrorist in a while, hug a soldier. It's really great. Here at the Rocket Sports and Entertainment Show, those of you that are new to the show and the TAN Talk Radio Network, some of you that listened before, this is a show about the fans and the guests. I've been really concerned over the years with the economic paradoxical shift and where our sports and entertainment is going, where the fans, the average fans, are getting priced out of the games. And we've talked about that. So this is an outlet for the fans to reach out and have a partner within the media that understands that dilemma, because we're very fortunate as members of the media. We get the access. We get to go. And it's work. A lot of the fans probably don't realize it is work. It is different than just going and being a fan. But still, we got to keep sports and entertainment affordable for the people to go, because ultimately they pay the corporations. They shelled out the big dollars for years and years. Why? To sell goods and
services.
Where
the money comes from. You got to keep the fans happy. I mean, you got to give them what they want. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Hey, really exciting today. We got Tampa Tribune Roy Cummings coming on bottom of the hour. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
I did. Okay.
Heard a couple times.
I can't remember. I know. My ADD kicks in, and I don't remember what I tell people and what I don't. How bad is that? Hey, a couple listener questions I want to throw out there for you guys. Talked about it a little bit on Friday. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What do we think this year? And also, the National Football League, is there, do we believe that it's back yet? I guess the fans, the media, we kind of do. The training camps have started. The transaction has started. But are we really going to believe football's back? Do we start seeing some preseason games, seeing them on TV, seeing them smacking around? What do you think, Darius?
I mean, I'll tell you what. It's just going to be great to see football back. A lot of people were worried that this could have been a year without football. People would have needed to get their football fixed, you know, because it is an addiction here in America. People need to watch college football, high school football, Canadian football, whatever they need to get it in. So I think a lot of fans are just happy to see it back. But there's going to be a lot of people that are not going to forget quickly about this lockout, about how it was the owners and the players arguing over money.
The billionaires thing.
A lot of people are not going to forget that. But I think the majority of America is happy to see football back and do feel that it's coming back strong.
Well, it's a passion, and there's a lot of things going on economically and with this whole debt ceiling deal and all that stuff. So NFL football is always a good reprieve for America. So it's back. I'm starting to embrace it. I was really scorned the whole offseason. I talked about it every week on the radio, on, you know, how disgusted I was and how they were holding the fans hostage. Well, you know, let's put that behind us and see where we go. So here's another thing I was wondering.
Yeah.
I want to throw it out there. What is your prediction for the blackouts? You think all eight games are going to be blacked out? Or?
You know, I think if the Bucs get off to a hot start, the fans are going to show up. I mean, that's my honest opinion. I think that winning everything follows winning. For the last few years, the Bucks have been struggling a little bit. Then you have the blackouts. Last year, Bucks very promising, almost made the playoffs, just one game out.
Well, one call, one bad call.
Really,
you don't blame one
call.
I mean, that call changes.
But,
well, that
yeah,
call changes,
and
history changes it. We've seen the movie Back to the Future. One little instance there. The Green Bay Packers are not Super Bowl champs. Green Bay doesn't make the playoffs.
The butterfly effect, I think that's what you can call it.
The butterfly effect. Great. Did you learn that in college?
Oh, college guys,
good job. Hey, the Rays. Let's talk about the Rays. You know, I want to throw – should they have made some moves? What is management thinking? What's going through their mind? Are they giving the appearance they're throwing in the towel 10 games out? Or do they do feel that they can come back with what they have? I know the players think so, and I know Joe Maddon, you know, from talking to Joe several times really impresses me as a manager, and I know he's thinking that they can come back and make the wild card and possibly win the division 10 games out. The Red Sox, a little trouble. Clay, did you see Clay Buchholz?
Yeah, he's going on the 60-day DL now.
Yeah, well, fracture in his back. I would imagine, I've never pitched at the Major League Baseball level, but I feel it. I think it'd be pretty difficult with a fractured back.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I don't understand how a lot of guys can go through their motions and not have a back injury. You see a guy like Tim Lincecum absolutely just torques his whole body and is able to get the ball across at 95 miles per hour. I mean, this is definitely going to hurt him, Clay Buchholz, but it looks like he's going to be out for maybe the next couple of weeks because this is going to be retroactive to when he first went on the DL, which was about 3 weeks now.
Right. So, well, we got the Red Sox one game ahead of the New York Yankees. The Yankees are hot. They won 4 or 5 in a row. Yeah. CC Sabathia's got like 16 wins now. So one game. So that race is really close. And the Rays, they got the Blue Jays coming in for 3.
Yep.
And the Oakland A's coming in for 3. You know, they lost 3 out of 4 in Oakland, so we can't count that.
You know what I'm saying? You can't count your wins. Not yet.
Absolutely. So, hey, I had a couple of business meetings yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got to bring it up. I was at Champs.
Great place to be.
Champs.
Great place
International to be. Plaza. Love that place. Got an opportunity to spend a couple hours there late yesterday afternoon in a business meeting. Let me tell you something. If you got to go watch a sporting event, make it your National Football League headquarters this fall. Champs at International Plaza. Great place. Great place.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had dinner. I had another meeting. It was a busy day yesterday.
Right.
And I had dinner at Grill 116. Up on North, that's way up on Northdale Mabry, between Bears and just south of Northdale.
Okay.
Grill 116, Terrence Terenzi. I've known him for years and haven't seen him in years. And somebody suggested that we meet there, and I walked in, and there was Terrence, and I said I'd give him a shout out on the radio. Dinner was really good, so I really appreciate that. But anyway, really exciting stuff. We're gonna I'm so excited. My ADD is kicking in and everything. And I wanted I got to thank Travis Faley, our executive producer.
Yes.
Travis. Now you haven't met Travis.
I still haven't met him.
Well, okay, we got to get together.
Yeah,
Travis,
I've heard great things about him from you.
Yeah, Travis, put it on the calendar. You got to meet Darius. We got to get together soon. So anyway, let's get into it. And you know, on the old show, we don't have, and we're going to tighten this show up. I got to tell you, because I'm transferring stuff over. We got the intro music for the Rocket Report. We got all kinds of good things coming up. We got promos. We're expanding. We're going to be expanding our time, expanding our days. Our sponsors are going crazy. Every week, every show now, we get one step closer to becoming the number one sports show in America. I talked about that. Rocket Sports Entertainment Network on the Tantalk Radio Network here in beautiful Clearwater. So let's get to the Rocket Report.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
You ready? Ready?
I'm ready.
I love the Rocket Report. Okay, Randy Moss. Are you kidding me? Randy Moss retires. Good. I say good. I never really liked Randy Moss. I respect his talent, but here's what Leslie Frazier, and I don't even know where I got this from, an ESPN report, an article or something, and I'm going to call the author, the writer, and say, why'd you even put this quote in there? I mean, I can't believe this guy said this. This is Leslie Frazier, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Now, those of you listeners that have been with me know there are two teams in the National Football League that I made fun of and picked on all year. And this year I said, who's it going to be? Same two teams, the Minnesota Vikings and the Washington Redskins. Now, I am looking for a couple last place losers in my fantasy football league. So if anybody knows how to get a hold of Ziggy Wolf and Dan Schneider, I want them in my fantasy football league because it's a joke. Okay, here we go. Leslie Frazier said, in a lot of ways, he was the Michael Jordan of offenses in our league, Vikings coach Leslie Frazier said.
Yeah.
He was a special player for a long, long time. Now, I never, ever thought I'd see Randy Moss compared to Michael Jordan. I am rather shocked, although they, together they have 6 rings. right?
Yeah, and I think Michael has all six of them.
Actually. He does, right, yeah. Exactly.
Kind of carrying the load on that.
Randy Moss can nowhere even close to be compared to Michael Jordan. I said Michael Jordan in my lifetime up till now is one of the best athletes in the history of athletes that I've seen because his ability to make his teammates play better. Make his teammates play. That's what a true champion does. A Wayne Gretzky, a Jerry Rice, true committed team athletes that are about the team and not about themselves. Okay. And if anybody can argue that Randy Moss is about the team, I want to hear you. Give us a call. I got to throw numbers out there. 727-441-3000 locally here in the beautiful Tampa Bay area. Toll free across the great, great country of the United States. 866-826-1340. You have a thought. I see you, Dan.
So how about this? How about maybe Randy Moss is not the Michael Jordan of the NFL? How about he's the Allen Iverson? Does that work?
That works better, yes. Lazy, great talent.
I was going to go like this. I was going to say that.
Great talent. Underachieved.
Underachieved. He was a great talent that just couldn't quite get over the hump. You know, Allen Iverson had those years, his MVP year in 2001, where he dragged the Philadelphia 76ers into the finals.
When people start throwing chairs at you in a bowling alley in high school, you're kind of scarred for life.
Yes. He was a different character. But Randy Moss, he walked to the beat of his own drum. So did Allen Iverson. I mean, neither one of those guys, you could really tell what to do. They were going to do their own thing regardless of what anybody
said. Does Iverson have a ring?
Iverson does not.
See what I'm saying? You see?
I mean, but that's the kind of comparison that I'm making, though. Yeah.
And I judge sports people by great. This is going to be great. I'm glad he's here. I judge sports people by rings.
Yeah.
Isn't it about winning championships?
Oh, that's what it's all about.
Isn't that what everybody wants? I mean, let's talk about it. And some people win all the time. Some people are winners. Take Deion Sanders. He went somewhere they want. Some players win when they go places. Other players are losers. Randy Moss is a loser. Would not have him on my team for all the money in the world. I'm sorry, Randy. And you're very, very talented. But everywhere you've gone did not produce a championship. So why would you have that guy on your team? I don't understand. But professional sports teams do it over and over again. Donovan McNabb can't win the big game. What's Daniel Snyder do? Gets Donovan. Are you kidding me? Now he's going to the Vikings? Are you... Fiesta Bowl, his junior year in college. Loser. Orange Bowl, his senior year in college. Loser. Numerous NFC Championships Eagle fans. Loser, loser, loser. Came close in the Super Bowl, puking on the field. I mean, so there I go. Did you see I slid my Vikings back to the Vikings?
Got back to the Vikings.
The Vikings and the Redskins. I got them all in one. All in one sentence, you know. Hey, let's move on. Plaxico Burress.
Yes.
Plaxico Burress. I saw this. Was it a prerequisite, part of his probation, he had to play in the greater New York area?
You know, you kind of have to wonder. He signed with the Jets, and the Giants were his other big team up there. Of course, the Steelers where he started his career, but end up signing with the Jets. It's kind of looking like that. I don't know. I mean, staying in the New York area, Plaxico Burress just... That's a good point you bring up. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get to the positive. I want to talk about he's already been a member of the Positive Rocket Report in the past when he retired from the National Hockey League. Chris Chelios will be inducted into the National Hockey League Hall of Fame. So that's pretty excited that Chris Chelios, 26 seasons.
Wow.
National Hockey, 26.
Just imagine 26 years of doing anything.
26 years.
And playing hockey.
He played on four Olympic teams.
That's incredible.
Four Olympic teams.
Wow.
And you only do the Olympics every 4 years.
Right.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So anyway, now, with great... that's it. I'm done with the Rocket Report. And at the bottom of the hour, in about 12 minutes, we got Roy Cummings coming on. But just walked into the studio... Major League Baseball freelance writer extraordinaire Eddie Michaels. Eddie, welcome to the show. Eddie, wake up, Eddie.
Oh, hey, I'm only here for one reason today. Point counterpoint with Roy Cummings later.
I can't wait. Wow. That is going to be exciting.
Yes.
And do you know, I haven't talked to Roy. Travis talked to Roy, and Roy has no idea that you're going to be here. So this is going to be...
If he's listening, I'll open up the door and yell.
So
guess who's in town?
The Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah, but he didn't make it all the way to the ballpark.
Who's that?
Brian Tallett.
Oh, really?
You didn't even read your website yesterday?
No, I posted a bunch of stuff at like 3. I was so tired.
Somebody went away.
Was that one of the things?
Yeah, Brian Tallett's here. Is something about a problem with a chest and cartilage muscles and whatever. He's still alive, though. I saw him this morning.
Is he going to rehab, or what's he doing?
I have no idea.
Okay,
I don't think he does
yet?
Either.
Wow. Well, you know, that's really exciting. The Blue Jays open tonight at the Rays. 3-game set, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what else is going on? Let's talk about a little bit, Eddie, about B.J. Upton not being moved. Were you surprised?
What do you want to do, flip a coin?
Were you surprised, or?
Hey, listen, the Rays are a team without money. Number one. Number two, you can't afford to go to the games. And I heard you speaking about that earlier. The poor fan can't afford to go to the games. And our partner in crime is wearing something. I'm looking at your Major League hat.
Yes, sir.
That little logo.
Mm-hmm.
There is a percentage of that little logo, because he has the hat on reversed.
Right, right.
Part of that goes to the players.
Yeah, and I have a problem with that.
It was in the range of $5,000 to $10,000 when the strike hit in '94. Those little checks weren't going out anymore. I'm looking at what these guys are paying for, and I'm going. And also, I'm almost dead set against a lot of writers too, because none of them ever worked for a living. And you, Rick, knew where I used to work, New Process Gear in Syracuse.
Absolutely, in Syracuse, New York. That's the interesting thing about Eddie and I. We both came from the world where some people in the media, that's all they did their whole lives.
Yeah, they've never worked. They never got a callus on their hands, never worked at all in their lives. And I'll tell you what, you look at them and you listen to the or see what they write. You were there. You've got the tape of the same thing. That's not what the guy said. And, you know, it's misleading the general public. And here's the poor guy that's working 40, 60 hours a week that's paying for all this. Nah, it's got to be a better way.
Does Justin Upton routinely text his brother saying, ha-ha, we're only one game out?
Who's one game up?
Arizona's one game out. Didn't the Giants have a lead? What happened to that?
Wait a minute. You're talking about National League.
Yeah, I know. You don't like the other National League. The other league. I like the National League because there's some strategy. The pitcher has to bat.
I quit following the National League when the Dodgers left Brooklyn.
You remember that, Darius, when the Dodgers left Brooklyn?
That might be a couple years before my time. It's one or two.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I didn't notice. Man. Of course, my eyesight's bad.
So, Eddie, why don't you tell the people about Trevor May? He set the record there, and I read the Threshers report. Strikeout record for the Threshers.
Oh, yes. And what month are we in?
August 2nd, 2011.
We still got another month to go. The guy's got 159 strikeouts.
I know.
Wow.
Florida State League.
You look, there's some major leaguers that don't even have that many in a season. Of course, now, the thing is, there's a joke down here. Major leaguer comes into rehab. Every minor league player is up there hacking. They're looking for that first pitch fastball. Don't throw that. Whatever you do, because those kids are going to hack you. They're going to get a lot of, if they miss or foul it off, yeah, you got the first pitch strike, but they're hacking. This kid's got to be mixing them up. And I actually have never, I'm looking at this, he's got to be mixing up a first pitch breaking ball, first pitch strike, first pitch changeup. He's got to be mixing everything up. He doesn't get set in a rhythm. To get that many strikeouts at that young an age? Got to be mixing it up.
Let's talk about, we mentioned him earlier, you did the piece on Zach Wheeler.
Oh, you mean chuck and duck, toss and turn?
Well, I mean, come on.
36 pitches in the first inning.
Hey, maybe he was a little
nervous. I mean, the kid had to be nervous. He did settle down, allowed one thing after that, three hits, one run, and he got four strikeouts in the next three innings. But that first inning last night, ugly would not be
humidity.
A good word.
Humidity. He pitched up in San Jose. He pitched in Northern California. He's got to get used to the humidity. He'll be all right.
What do you think? San Jose, yeah. But, you know, I'll tell you what. I don't think that's it. I think there was a lot of pressure put. Even the New York Post sent a reporter in.
Was that an even deal? and they just picked up Beltran's contract.
Yeah, Beltran.
But that was
straight up.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Talent, what's he doing back down here? He was in that trade with the Cardinals.
Yeah, well, Colby Remus, wasn't that the same deal?
Whose father is not on the Christmas card list of a certain manager for the Yankees. I'll tell you what, it was La Russa. I've never talked to him personally, but he doesn't seem like a guy that get too upset unless the father was causing a lot of problems.
Absolutely. Hey, why don't we take this opportunity, go to a quick break. Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network, Rick Sasson with Darius Thibodeau and Eddie Michaels. We'll be back after this.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Champs Americana is known for its freshly prepared upscale casual dining and exceptional service. Their menu includes something to suit every appetite, from Parmesan-crusted chicken to burgers, salads, and irresistible desserts. Serving handcrafted cocktails and a wide selection of beverages, Champs Americana is a great place to enjoy sporting and music events on 17 HDTVs and 4 big screens. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., only at Champs on Bay Street at International Plaza.
Do you have a good voice? Have you ever wondered if you have what it takes to voice commercials for radio and TV? Or how about movie trailers? 57th Street Media in Tampa can train you to use your voice as an instrument. Voiceovers are a multi-billion dollar industry. Why not use your voice to make money? 57th Street Media teaches you how to interpret ad copy and determine what voice inflection is the right one per script. If you have a good voice or you know someone with a voice for radio and TV, call this number, 813-562-5790. That's 813-562-5790. Visit our website at 57thstreetmedia.com. That's the number 5, the number 7, letters T-H, streetmedia.com. Remember, every commercial you hear, someone is getting paid to do it. Why not you? Take charge of your future and break into voiceovers with 57th Street Media, where voices find homes. Call 813-562-5790.
This is Travis Failey with Rocket Sports and Entertainment. When I decided to finally get LASIK eye surgery done, I did a lot of research on which doctor to use. I decided to use TLC Laser Eye Centers. Boy, did I make the right decision, and I couldn't be happier with the results. When the surgery was complete, I thought that I would have 20/20 vision, but I was wrong. It's even better, and now I have 20/15. If you have any doubts on getting LASIK done, Dr. Kuva, Dr. Shriver, and their staff are there to assist you and answer any questions you may have. The Tampa Bay Rays and I trust TLC Laser Eye Centers. Shouldn't you?
To set up your free consultation, call them at 813-685-2737. 813-685-2737 or on the web at tlcvision.com.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Rocket Sports and Entertainment is on your radio. It's all about the fans and you.
AM, Rick Sasson, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network, here along with summer intern co-host Darius Thigpen from The Ohio State University, and a special guest, but hold on, don't say it yet, we got to go to the phones, Tampa Tribune, Roy Cummings. Roy, welcome to the show.
I thought I was the special guest.
You are, but you are the special guest, but you're never going to believe who's sitting here, who walked in the studio. He heard you were going to be on, and he walked in the studio. Why don't you say hi, Eddie?
Oh, do I have to? Hey, listen, I don't know whether
Eddie
he's
Michaels.
Eddie Michaels, can you believe it?
Holy Toledo. How are you, Eddie?
Pretty good. I haven't seen you behind the bench coaching lately.
No, you know, unfortunately, I don't have the time at this point to get there. And you know what? No one's come calling looking for a coach. Don't understand it. You know, you coach two teams. You coach two championships. I don't understand it. But you know what? Hey, my days as a hockey coach may be over, unfortunately, but I'm still out there. Somebody's looking for a coach. Want to know how to run a good system, I'll be glad to do it.
Well, you know, Roy, I'm getting back after the accident and everything. I've been working out, and I'm starting to play again Sunday. Our first game is in Brandon on Sunday. The over 35 league Vipers. We might have a spot for you there. I don't think it pays very well. I'm not getting paid. So I don't know. I don't know how that works. We'd love to have you if you're ever down there on Sundays. We're playing down there. I'm really excited to be back. I've been off the ice for over a year. But anyway, wanted to touch base with you. Give us the Bucks update. What's going on out there?
Well, they're back in pads, which is fun and exciting for everyone. And they're getting their workouts in and trying to catch up on some lost time in the off season. And so far, I think everybody's pretty pleased with what they're seeing. Players appear to be in pretty good shape. They have some position battles going on, and the competition there is pretty good. And so far it's going very well. Injuries are minimal at this point. Got a couple of guys a little nicked up, but for the most part. It's nothing that appears to be a long-term problem, so things are going pretty well for them.
Yeah, but isn't the big thing this year, Roy? The fact is they're starting later. Coaches got to really get down, get guys, make decisions quick, early than they normally would. That's going to be the big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. You've kind of already seen that. You know, you've got to make some tough decisions very early, and, you know, you saw one right away with Bear-Rude deciding not to re-sign him, go with the kids at middle linebacker, Tyrone McKenzie and Mason Foster, and letting them battle it out. So, and they're going, you know, they're doing something a little bit similar at running back, it seems, possibly, where they're looking for a backup to LeGarrette Blount. They might go with Craig Lumpkin, might go with Ernest Graham, depends on what they see from Lumpkin. But right now, they're just kind of in a wait-and-see mode with Cadillac Williams, and what they want to wait and see is, you know, if a guy like Lumpkin can step up and give them what they're looking for, and a little bit younger player. So, yeah, it's a tough decision-making process right now because decisions have to be made in a hurry. And I think, as we all know, anytime you try to make a decision in a hurry, you often make some mistakes. So my guess is that every team out there is probably going to, at one point or another in this season, kind of regret one or two of the moves they've made. But at this point, everybody's confident and hoping that things work out for them.
Roy, how's that? You know, I'm James Lee, my friend James Lee, I talked to him a number of times throughout the lockout, and I said, you better stay in shape. How's that offensive line looking? They're mean and lean? They're going to come back like they did last year?
I think they are. You know, yesterday they kind of got it handed to them a little bit by the young defensive lineman, but it was funny after the workout was over. Davin Joseph's not out there right now because he can't be because he's a free agent who signed, and I got a story in the paper today about that and the situation there where the league rules just don't allow the free agent signees like James Lee and Jeremy Trueblood and Davin Joseph to get out there yet until Thursday. And so the defensive line kind of got the better of the offensive line yesterday in some of those goal line drills. And it was funny, after the workout, Josh Freeman said, I want to have that drill back when I get Davin Joseph and Jeremy Trueblood back. So,
good for him.
But Jeremy's going to have to beat out James Lee in a way. I think they probably lean a little bit more towards Trueblood as their starter right now. But James Lee proved last year that he can play that position, and so they've got a real battle there at right tackle with those two as well.
Absolutely. Very fortunate to have two guys that would start on a lot of teams. Josh Freeman, I talked at the beginning of last year on how I thought he was definitely going to mature and make better decisions. What can we expect this year? Does he even go to the next level this year, which would be really exciting?
In some ways, I think he already has. You know, when you see the way he kind of picked up the mantle and ran with it as a leader in the off season and organizing the workouts and everything else, I don't think there's any question that he's ready to really become a leader, not just of the offense, but of this entire football team. He's clearly a rising star. You just want to kind of see that star continue to rise. And I think as long as he's healthy, he's going to be all right because the Bucs have done a real good job of putting good product around him and, making sure he's got some weapons to turn to. And, I think as long as he's got that, he's going to be all right because, you look out at training camp right now, and there's no question. I mean, he's head and shoulders above a lot of guys out there, and every day he marvels you with something. So he's a special talent, and the Bucs are really fortunate to have him.
Do we see any big free agent moves? I know there's some money still left in the checkbook. Do we see anybody big they may be targeting in your eyes? Or?
I don't know. There's still a chance they'll go out and get a middle linebacker if they don't like what they're seeing out of Mason Foster and Tyrone McKenzie. But, I think they're probably going to stick with those two guys. There's a chance at a running back, but it'll probably be Cadillac before anyone else. My guess is at this point, injuries would have to dictate that move. I think they're a team that definitely wants to build through the draft and just kind of retain their own free agents. They did go out and get a punter. A lot of people kind of wonder about that. But you know what? There's a stat that kind of makes you understand that thing in a hurry. Last year, the Buccaneers, get ready for this, had one touchback.
Just one touchback.
So they clearly had to go. And I think we all knew that the punting situation last year was really...
Well, you know what makes it worse, Roy?
Not something to be desired. And I think the decision to go get Michael Keenan was a good one. That may be their big free agent get for the offseason. We'll have to wait and see.
You know one thing I learned about the National Football League? You do not draft a punter or kicker. They're a dime a dozen. Go to some high school soccer team and get one. Last year, they drafted a punter. They drafted the kid out of it. His name escapes me. The kid out of West Virginia. And he ended up getting cut, and they had one touchback all year. Don't draft a punter kicker, just to write it down. And draft your kicker last in fantasy football.
Oh, wait a minute. Now hold it a minute. You can, and Roy will agree with me, you can draft a punter.
What, Ray Guy?
Hey, you win the prize
Ray
today.
Guy and,
Ray Guy is the one you want to draft, and he's in the Football Hall of Fame.
And who else? There was Janikowski. I guess you can draw the argument for Janikowski, both Raiders. How weird is that?
There have been a couple. I don't know if I go as far as to say not to draft them, but I don't know if I draft them real early. I don't think I spend a premium pick on them. I don't think I spend a first or second day pick on them. I think if I've got a spare seventh round pick and there's a guy there that you like, go get him, because what happens, and I think the Bucs are a good example, they draft guys who are really dynamite in college, and then they get to the pros, and it's just not the same, and for some reason. But it's a very important position, and it's hard to knock anyone who does decide to spend a draft pick on a punter or a kicker, especially if you have the confidence they're going to be able to come in and do it. It's a strange position. It's a hard position to coach. I think one thing that a lot of teams fail to do is with their special teams coordinators is I think they fail to bring in specialists for the kickers, specialists for the punters and the place kickers. I think most special teams coordinators are very good at blocking and teaching a gunner how to get down there and beat a block and get into position to make a tackle. I think they're very good at that, setting up returns. But very few of them really have an idea of what to do when it comes to, getting a punter straight, getting a place kicker out of a slump, all those years that Martin Gramatica was struggling, I think the Bucs could have, done themselves a favor by having a kicking coach in here, and very few teams do that. I think it would probably be wise if they did. When you look at all the specialties that are out there, I mean, the Buccaneers, for example, have two defensive line coaches. One specializes in the pass rush, Keith Millard. The other one specializes, in the pass in rush defense. So, why wouldn't you have a punter coach, a kicking coach, guys to make sure these guys stay right when they're needed, because they're valuable. In fact, they're invaluable.
Well, Roy, there's another thing that you can use that kicking game to your advantage, because you get down here at the last few minutes of the game. You think about this, because here's where television comes in and radio, especially TV. You kick one out of the end zone. Or you miss a field goal attempt and it's not run back. What's the next thing that happens? The television timeout. Now you've got a freebie of a minute and 30 to 2 minutes that you can get your team regrouped. It's a free timeout, the TV timeout. The kicking game, a kicking it out of the end zone, you just got yourself a free timeout. Just an oddball thought.
Good point, Eddie. Okay, I'm going to segue a little bit here, Roy. I want to ask you a question. You mentioned kickers, a weird position. Who do you think is weirder, kickers or goalies?
that's a tough one. I'll tell you what. Goalies are probably weirder, but I'll tell you what. There's no question the kickers have the easier job because there's no question that maybe one of the easiest jobs in all of sports is being a place kicker or even a punter. I mean, those guys show up. While the rest of the team's showing up at 8 o'clock in the morning for meetings and weightlifting and things like that every day, these guys are showing up at noon, 12:30. They put in, 9 holes of golf or whatever, and they're ready to go, and they're out there kicking the ball around a little bit, kind of playing silly games for a couple hours. Then they go home when everybody else has got to stick around and go to more meetings and do more stuff. So I don't know. I think the goalies are stranger, but I will definitely say that the easier job belongs to the kickers, and they won't deny it either.
Okay, fair enough. There's some of them listening out there, so we'll probably take some crap for it. But that's okay. I tell them.
They know how they are.
I see them in the locker room putting their weird pads on and stuff. So anyway, listen, Roy, no, the reason why I bring that up, we're going to see doing some lightning games this year. I know hockey's your passion. You going to get out there again?
Well, I sure hope so. I certainly... you know, I got a good taste of it last year, and I loved it. And as long as the paper wants me to help out, I'll continue to do it once football season's over. If our boy Eric Erlandson's, you know, in need of a blow and needs a break, hopefully I'll be the one they call on to go out there and help him out. A lot depends on the football schedule and calendar there. And, you know, once those responsibilities are done, I'm free to go. I'd certainly love to be out there because it certainly is my passion.
Well, I think Double E will need some breaks because looking on the schedule, they're going to be going to Winnipeg quite a bit this year until they change that division realignment because Winnipeg's still going to be in the East, right? The Southeast?
What's wrong with going to Winnipeg?
Well, it's far.
You know, it's not a bad trip. It's not that hard to get there. I mean, you got to stop in Minneapolis or Chicago and then take a short flight. But, yeah, they'll be going there a few times. But you know what? I'd rather go to Winnipeg than Atlanta. I got to be honest with you. Maybe
you know what, good point.
I'm in the minority in that group, but having been to both places several times, I'll take Winnipeg over Atlanta.
No, good point. Good point. Anything to stay away from Hartsfield. I'll tell you, plus, I almost got killed there a couple weeks. I didn't even tell you that. I'm driving when I went up to Cincinnati for the weekend. Went up there, covered a Reds game, got to Great American Ballpark. It was great. We drove up. We're driving back, and I'm driving through Atlanta at, you know, midnight is the time to do it, and we're in the HOV lane. And there was somebody coming the wrong way, and I swerved and just missed him. True story.
Wow.
In Atlanta. Yeah, this was a couple weeks ago. In Atlanta, yeah. So, yeah, avoid Atlanta like the plague, I guess. What do you say, Darius?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to drive through Atlanta to get to Columbus, so I kind of have no decision. I got to go straight through.
Yeah, just be careful.
Yeah.
Just stay out of the HOV lane if nobody else is on the road. If it's rush hour, take it. So anyway, yeah, so that's good. Well, Roy, always a pleasure to have you on the show. You know, Travis let me know that he was going to be reaching out to you. He said, you want me to call Roy? And I said, absolutely, because I know that you've been gracious every time you've come on, and you said to me, whatever you need, Rick, and I really, really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. And sorry I surprised you with Eddie sitting over here with his little pass and everything. Look at him.
He was all excited.
I go, Roy Cummings is going to be on tomorrow. He goes, I'll be there. Ring, ring, ring.
Hey,
listen,
and the offer stands. Anytime you need me, Rick, you got me.
Yeah. Thank you very much. What do you got, Eddie?
I'll get him when he gets off the air. We'll leave it at that one.
All right, okay, best to you, Roy. We'll see you around. I'll look for you at some Rays games, Bucks, and the whole works, and hopefully some hockey.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Thank you. Tampa Tribune, Roy Cummings. I love Roy.
Now, do you want the story about Roy and the rest of the Tampa media?
Eddie, we would love the story.
I would love to hear this.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sitting across from me in the dining room a number of years ago when I still was covering the hockey for UPI. That's when the UPI was still around. And I worked cheap enough they could afford me. Got me into the hockey games for free. I got Bobby the Chief Taylor. There is an AP writer, writers from the Trib, the Times, Bradenton Paper, and I can't remember who else. And he says, hey, Chiefy, what kind of suntan lotion did you use on the back of your neck when you were playing in the NHL? I have like six writers looking at me that have no idea what I'm talking about. Chiefy says, well, I used a light coating. Goes through it and explains it. He's using copper tone suntan lotion on the back of his neck. Now, wait a minute. I'm not going to tell you people what this is yet. So Ira Kaufman, who's covering hockey for the Trib at the time, and one guy from the Times and myself were walking behind it, and here comes Chiefy out of the broadcast booth. At the same time, Bobby Clark comes out. Now, having been at covered minor league hockey, I had known Clarky when on scouting trips, especially that strike there, 94, 95, sometime in there, and covering the AHL. And Clarky comes out, and I figure, okay, these guys still have no idea what I'm talking about. Hey, Clarky, I asked Chiefy here, what kind of suntan lotion he used on the back of his neck when he was playing goal? He says, nah, he never used it there. He used it on his ass because that's where he usually was. The reason was, do you know why goalies wear suntan lotion on the back of their neck? For the red light going off behind them when the goals are scored. I can't even get a laugh out of our engineer.
Eddie
today.
Michaels. Oh, my God. We got we got 15 minutes to the noon hour here at Rocket Sports and Entertainment. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to wrap up the show. Eddie Michaels, Darius Thigpen, and myself. Rick Sassone on WTAN 1340 Clearwater. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Champs Americana is known for its freshly prepared upscale casual dining and exceptional service. Their menu includes something to suit every appetite, from Parmesan-crusted chicken to burgers, salads, and irresistible desserts. Serving handcrafted cocktails and a wide selection of beverages, Champs Americana is a great place to enjoy sporting and music events on 17 HD TVs and 4 big screens. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. only at Champs on Bay Street at International Plaza.
Do you have a good voice? Have you ever wondered if you have what it takes to voice commercials for radio and TV? Or how about movie trailers? 57th Street Media in Tampa can train you to use your voice as an instrument. Voiceovers are a multi-billion dollar industry. Why not use your voice to make money? 57th Street Media teaches you how to interpret ad copy and determine what voice inflection is the right one per script. If you have a good voice or you know someone with a voice for radio and TV, call this number, 813-562-5790. That's 813-562-5790. Visit our website at 57thstreetmedia.com. That's the number 5, the number 7, letters T-H, streetmedia.com. Remember, every commercial you hear, someone is getting paid to do it. Why not you? Take charge of your future and break into voiceovers with 57th Street Media, where voices find homes. Call 813-562-5790.
This is Travis Failey with Rocket Sports and Entertainment. When I decided to finally get LASIK eye surgery done, I did a lot of research on which doctor to use. I decided to use TLC Laser Eye Centers. Boy, did I make the right decision, and I couldn't be happier with the results. When the surgery was complete, I thought that I would have 20/20 vision, but I was wrong. It's even better, and now I have 20/15. If you have any doubts on getting LASIK done, Dr. Kuva, Dr. Shriver, and their staff are there to assist you and answer any questions you may have. The Tampa Bay Rays and I trust TLC Laser Eye Centers. Shouldn't you?
To set up your free consultation, call them at 813-685-2737, 813-685-2737, or on the web at tlcvision.com.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
This is the Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network.
The Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network partnered up with the Tantalk Radio Network here in Clearwater, 1340 AM. Rick Sassone, I am Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network, along with summer intern, The Ohio State University, Darius Thigpen. You hanging in there, Darius?
I'm doing great.
And Major League Baseball freelance writer and good friend of mine, Eddie Michaels, sleeping. Here on the show.
Just resting his eyes.
Eddie, we have a caller on the line. Wake up. It's George. George, where are you calling from?
Well, right now I'm in the sterile. I had you on the iTunes radio, but to call in, I had to get off the air so I can make the phone call. So I'd like to speak to Eddie.
What? Speak to Eddie. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Listening to us on the on a telephone. How weird is that? Can anybody see what's wrong with technology?
I mean, technology is going in good places, and there's some
Darius
weird things
loves
going on.
It because he's like.
I mean, I was raised in this. I mean, yeah. I have to get used to it. You know,
Eddie, we've seen a lot of changes. So, George, you want to talk to Eddie? What do you got to say to him?
Yeah, I just like to tell him that Budweiser refrigerator keeps that Miller Lite nice and cold.
Oh,
now you know who he is.
Oh, now let's put it this way: another one of our mystery listeners has taken care of and been in that golf tournament.
We need to bring that up. Yes,
November 5th.
Right.
November 5th again. Right. Write that down, George.
Yeah, I know you talked about it last week, and I was biting at the bit when Eddie was on the phone because I couldn't intervene.
Well, you know, that's the thing is, you take care of a lot of kids and a lot of good sponsors out there, and. I don't know. I can't figure out whether, George, whether I'm going up in life or down in life by being on this radio show.
Well, you know, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network golf team finished third in that tournament.
Yeah.
If I remind you.
Second.
I got a plaque on the wall and everything. Second. We had a good time. It was a great cause. Dunedin Children's Christmas Fund, which Eddie is the chairman.
And one of the three slightly inebriated Masonic brothers that started it.
It was cold, but it was a lot of fun.
Hey, Joe, that's the bottom line.
It was cold. I hope we get warmer weather this year.
Warm weather?
It was freezing. I was in the studio.
Wait, hold it. George, you tell me. Rick's from Frankfort, New York, near where I'm from in Phoenix, New York.
Well, I'm from Little Falls, New York, originally. So I'm at Neck of the Woods also. So.
Yeah, but here's the thing is, would you rather be as cold as it was last year in the 60s or shoveling snow at 20 below in Syracuse?
Well, I'd rather have it like it was last year. But
okay, Rick, you put in your place.
In shorts. People thought I was crazy. I thought it's going to warm up. It's going to warm up. I'd be an optimist.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, George, I know you said you were listening to the show. You have any input, Rays, Bucks, anything we were talking about? You hear we had the esteemed Roy Cummings on, which is always great to hear his point of view.
Yeah, like you said, it's just tough with you know, and he brought up about the shortness of time with a training camp and this and that about signing players and making cuts and everything. It's going to be an interesting year. The Rays, I don't know, maybe they just don't have any takers for up there. And then who knows what they're going to get in return, but the way BJ's been putting up numbers, not great batting average, but with runs scored and stolen bases and his outfield play, what can you do?
Yeah, so, I know. And getting back to the football thing, one thing I'm concerned, I can't believe they're hitting already. It just seems like we were here on Friday and camp was opening, and they're hitting already. I just see a lot of injuries. I don't know. I mean, they're professional National Football League players, not high school kids, but they're smacking already. They're talking about pads. It just opened up. I just wonder how that's going to work out. You know, I'm looking at Eddie.
What?
Wow, it's Romero and Price tonight.
It's Ricky Romero.
Ricky Romero and David Price tonight on the Hill. That's a good game. You guys need to get out to the Trump and see that.
You might get 15,000.
Yeah,
you might. I'm listening to George a lot for two.
Are they doing the $6 tickets in the outfield?
I have no idea.
I wish I knew. Why didn't I would have got on the media credential list for that one?
I'll tell you what. The thing is, it's,
I would have went out.
I
there
better
for that
keep
one.
My I would have mouth covered shut that game on tonight. This one. I got I'm Nikki. Liable to put my foot in it.
Well, this is like the turnaround series. I mean, for the Rays. I mean, with Oakland
coming
in. Yeah,
but look at
I mean,
this. If you are a Rays fan, this is a game to go to because what is Toronto, 31-49 in about the last 6 years against them, 5-6 years? This is no joke. The Rays have been owning the Jays.
Yeah.
So, and that's home and road combined record. So just as a thought for the fans out there.
And you change one letter, Rays and Jays. I thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah, one's bright and the other one's...
I think it's the only major sport where two teams, you change the first letter.
Yeah.
You have the same name. Just a little tidbit out there. I thought of that when I was bored in the press box one day when I covered a Jays game. I'm looking at my scorebook going, Rays,
Hey, George,
Jays.
There's one thing. Whatever you do, never go to a ball game and sit next to Rick. He sits next to you. He's asking you, what do I do now? What should I do there? What should I do here? Here, take. I gave him a camera to use.
Oh, let me see.
And he actually published the photo. It looks like an oil painting.
Talk about ADD and just the highs and lows. I'm at the Eastern Conference final game one night covering the game, and the next night I was in the press box at the drop going from playoff hockey to baseball. Ugh. Okay, so anyway.
But, George, we appreciate your input.
Well, you're welcome, Eddie, and it was good talking to you, and I'll see you in November, if not before.
Okay, November 5th this year, 8:30 shotgun start, and you can go to Flooring America, 100 Patricia Ave in Dunedin, and pick up your entry forms.
Or on rocketsports-ent.com. That's rocketsports-ent.com. George, send in your application again for tryouts. Tryouts for the golf team start next month.
All right, great show, guys.
All right, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thanks for calling in.
Tryouts for your golf team? What are you doing?
Second place. It killed me. Vince Lombardi. There's a bowl played for second place. It's a bowl played by losers. There's no room for second place. So are you and Rocket get, Sports and Entertainment
are,
Network.
Are you trying to get a super team together, trying to pull a Miami
great
Heat?
Vince thing? Lombardi, yes.
Yes?
I finished second once in my career at Rocket Sports and Entertainment. Actually, twice. We finished second at the the second place has got to go. At the Indy Racing, we had a thing out at out in Palmetto. And we finished behind Alex Tagliani's team. They stacked the team. They had an IndyCar driver on their team.
Hey,
of course they won
the last 3 years.
In what, golf? You?
What? Can you name the team that's won that golf tournament the last 3 years?
No, I cannot. Toronto Blue Jays?
No.
Eddie Michaels?
No.
Who was it? I don't know.
Melita Coffee.
Melita Coffee?
That team pays for all the celebrities to show up, sign autographs, and like that, and pays for their rounds of golf.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Now, that
well, I'm excited
is a
about
nice
the golf tournament
sponsor.
This year. I'm excited. We're going to be out there probably live for that by that time.
Ooh.
We're going to be out there live because we're working on a weekend deal.
Ooh. 8:30 in the morning?
Yeah, I'll be out
there.
I'm
barely conscious.
I used to do the show at 7, remember? I was like, man, I had to get off. Those were the worst hours, 7 o'clock, unless you're a fishing guy. Those are the worst hours for radio. Yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning, we're on sports. No, wow. Crazy.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, there's one thing. I was out there at that course the other day. And for all, you know, you got a lot of rain, you get this. That Dunedin Country Club's not in bad shape. It's in very good shape.
No, it's a nice course. We'll be
it's
all right.
It's a good course. I'll tell you what, there's one hole out there, a driver, 3-wood, 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 and about a 7-iron. That's the toughest course hole on the course. It's not for the weak of faint of heart, but it's a good course to use.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just want to recap the show. We had Tampa Tribune Roy Cummings on today. You're listening to Eddie Michaels, Major League Baseball writer Eddie Michaels, and Darius Thigpen, the Ohio State University summer intern. We're going to miss him already, and he's only been here a short time. The whole month, right? Whole month. Beautiful. No, and want to thank Champs Americana International Plaza. We're going to have to get out there and watch some football now that football season's on close to the house. Really love that. So really excited. Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network. We're on the web at rocketsports-ent.com. That's rocketsports-ent.com. You can listen to us every Tuesday and Friday right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network at 11 a.m. We will be expanding our hours, expanding our times, expanding our days. Eddie.
Yes?
Baseball, baby. It's coming down to the wire.
Tell you what. You're down to about 55 games left. You think about it. This is crunch time. One team picked up a ball player the other day on the 28th. The Pirates. They got the first baseman from the Cubbies and then let the Overbay.
Right.
Let him go.
Lyle Overbay. Yep.
I don't know whether it's going to help the team or not, except in one way. Change of venue. Here comes a guy that's been there, done that. Bingo, here you go. Now he knows what to do. Might give that extra push for the Pirates, not only to have a winning record, but to maybe make some postseason noise. There's
one
for
you.
You know,
it's really exciting. We got National Football League football coming up, the preseason game starting. It's going to get real. Pay attention. It's going to be heck working your fantasy football, paying attention to all the moves that are going on. And it's just really exciting. And let's look for the Bucks to win the division. And fill the seats. Let's try to avoid a couple blackouts this year. How about that? This is Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network. Follow us on rocketsports-ent.com, rocketsports-ent.com. So long. I will see you. Bye, Eddie Michaels, Darius Thigpen. I will see you on the line to gain. I watch the world filter the dark side of the moon.